Mix 101.7 KAYL scouting report in the books. Ryan Thompson here now as our pregame continues, leading to our Class 1A quarterfinal matchup from Lake City as South Central Calhoun gets set for a clash with Van Meter, and visiting now with Titans coach Brian Case. Brian, you've been here before multiple times. Exciting, no doubt, a win away from the Dome.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and as a program, South Central Calhoun, we've only been together 6 years. We've actually been to this stage, the Elite Eight, the quarterfinal round, three of those 6 years. We've just never been able to take the next step and get over the hump and get to the Dome. So hopefully this is the year, but, you know, that remains to be seen. We're going to have to come out and play extremely well.
Hopefully tonight's the night. And going back to Monday in your second round win against Ridgeview, started off not so well for you, down 17-0 midway through the second quarter, but your guys certainly showed a lot, scoring the last 35 points of that game.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ridgeview has an excellent football team, extremely well coached, and they came out and they just kind of punched us in the mouth, and we didn't respond very well. I think they had our number, especially early on. You know, like you said, we got down 17-0. And we just had a couple breaks go our way. You know, we had that punt return for a touchdown in the second quarter, and then on the ensuing kickoff, we had a pooch kick out there. We really had no intention of recovering that thing, but they kind of fumbled it around a little bit, and we ended up recovering it. And then a few plays later, we found ourselves in the end zone again to make it 17-14 at the half. But that was a huge momentum swing for us against a very, very good football team. And from that point on, in the second half, we were able to shut them out and do some things offensively to score enough points to win that game.
Yeah, those two big special teams, really a big lift for you late in the second quarter as the punt return, 55-yarder, courtesy of Connor Ludwig, and then Kyle King recovers that onside kick. So you go into the locker room down just three, and I'm sure feeling like you have new life.
We were feeling really good about that at that point. You know, we really didn't get in a panic mode, to be honest with you, Ryan. I mean, we were down 17-0. The kids were coming over to the sideline, and basically I said matter-of-factly, we're going to find out what kind of a team we really have. You know, this is adversity smacking us in the face, and we got to see what we have right now. And the kids just kind of responded, and they found out they needed to play with a little more energy, a little more enthusiasm, and good things started happening for us.
You didn't have big offensive numbers, but late in the third quarter, Derek, a 44-yard touchdown pass to Cody to give you the lead, and then Kyle with a huge interception return for a touchdown to give you some breathing room.
Again, just momentum swings right there against a very, very good football team. I think that the quarterback maybe made a mistake on the pick six to Kyle. Maybe he just overthrew the kid or wasn't sure about where he was going to throw the football. But, again, I mean, two big plays, I mean, within a matter of minutes, you know, and absolutely turned the tide of the game again.
And that has gotten you to where you are. And Van Meter in town. Brian, let's take a timeout and we'll break down tonight's matchup. More with Coach Case coming up here on Mix 101.7. Mix 101.7 KAYL, Class 1A football quarterfinal from Lake City in minutes. South Central Calhoun taking on Van Meter. More with Coach Brian Case now. Van Meter, Coach Case, their offense really is all about, boils down to their quarterback, Ben Trent, between passing and running, 2,600 yards and 41 touchdowns.
Well, I tell you what, they are the real deal over there, and I think that they're kind of a mirror image of us offensively. I think we have a pretty good quarterback in Derek and Kenyus, and they do as well in Trent. And you know, he makes an awful lot of things happen for him with his arm and with his legs, so we're going to have to make sure that we get him bottled up. And if we can do that, I think we'll be fairly successful. But at the same time, you try and focus on one kid. They have so many other offensive weapons out there that they can get the ball in their hands to. And they can just create so many mismatches out there with all their good athletes that we're going to have to be sound defensively. We're going to have to make sure we line up appropriately, play responsibility football, and tackle well in the open field. And if we can't do that, then it's going to be a long night for the Titans.
Yeah, Trent spreads the ball around well, and this Rhodes kid running the ball is not too bad either.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of that 1-2 combination back there. They run a lot of counters and a lot of reads. And Trent makes makes a lot of good decisions out there. Like I said, not only with the handing off, with their read, look in their run game, but throwing the football as well. He doesn't make a lot of bad decisions out there. I think he's only thrown four interceptions on the entire year. So he's the real deal back there, and we're just going to have to bottle him up.
How do you feel about the matchup in the trenches tonight?
Well, we think that we have the size advantage on them, but we know that, you know, with their quickness up front, they're going to cause us some problems that way as well. So, you know, it's just a kind of a tale of two sides as far as whether we can get our power game going and control that line of scrimmage, or whether they're going to be able to use their quickness and cause some disruptions that way. So that'll remain to be seen, but that we think we have the size advantage on them up front.
So their quickness. Defensively, what else would you say they hang their hat on?
You know, they don't get out of position. We don't see any mistakes out there, to be honest with you. We don't see them being out of position. We see them being very disciplined on the defensive side of the football. They kind of sit back and they're 4-4 every now and then. They go to a 4-3, but they just are never out of position. So we really don't see a whole lot of weaknesses out there, and we're just going to have to make sure that you know, we're sound offensively as well in order to move the football against them.
Brian, this time of year for you guys, is it more about game plan, timing stuff, rather than practice and a whole lot of contact with these short turnarounds here in the postseason?
You know, Ryan, there's no question about that. We want to keep our team as healthy as we possibly can going into these games. You know, the old adage says, even the hay's in the barn. I mean, there's really not a whole lot more that we're going to add or do differently. It's not about the conditioning and things like that. We're still focusing on the fundamentals of the game by position, and we have to do that. But we also have to take a look at film and see what they're trying to do to us offensively and defensively. But there's no question we want to keep our kids as healthy as possible heading into this game.
That is South Central Calhoun coach Brian Case. Brian, thank you so very much for the time, and good luck to you and the Titans tonight.
Thanks for your time, Ryan. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, and we'll be kicking it off in mere moments from Lake City. Class 1A quarterfinal of football, South Central Calhoun and Van Meter. It's coming up on Mix 101.7 and on StormLakeRadio.com.